All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, queens.
How's it going?
Lady queens.
And fella kings.
Yeah, all of them. It was good. I mean, it was good. It's going well. How about you?
It's going good.
Good. What was up? How was your weekend?
My weekend was chill.
Okay.
It was pretty chill. Didn't do much. Mm-hmm. Sunday did do yoga.
Yeah. How'd you like that?
I liked it. You know, today my body was hurting.
Same. I said, okay,
I'm like, what the fuck?
Hold on. I'm like,
my body.
The body, oddy, oddy.
Those knees and the squats and shit that we were doing. And then like my back hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I did get my back adjusted last week.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I went to the joint.
Oh, you didn't tell me this.
I did tell you. See, you don't listen to me.
No, you didn't tell me this.
I told you at yoga. I said I got my back adjusted last week.
Oh, it must have been so fleeting. I didn't hear that. Tell me about this experience. What happened?
So you just go to the joint. The joint is like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know what the joint is.
Yeah.
There's one in Lakewood.
Yeah. So you just go and they just adjust your back and your neck.
You signed up for this?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean did I sign up for it?
Like you literally sourced this out?
Oh, no, I didn't source it.
Okay.
It was presented to me if I wanted to go. And I said, yeah. And okay. Then I got my back adjusted.
Okay, I got you. Got you.
It felt good.
Were you scared?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, wait, that's why I'm tripping. I'm like, wait,
I was scared because I'm like, what if, you know, they're literally cracking your back. They're literally cracking your back and your neck.
And they could be students of the game.
No, he wasn't a student.
He was old.
This was a real old doc. They're okay. Chiropractors.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. You know the vibes.
Yeah, I know. But this one wasn't a student. It didn't give me practicing vibe.
It didn't give you fresh out of the course?
No, it didn't give me fresh out.
Okay. The T Grizzly.
It didn't give me fresh out. And...
Well, you make it. Have you seen those TikToks and TikToks and those memes where they're like when people are the chiropractor and they're like, just hold on. And then it's just like, you
no,
you haven't seen that. It's like they'd be like, yeah, just take a deep in. And then
they do. They say, now breathe in, take a deep breath. And then they go. And that's what you hear. You feel. And it's like I was getting cracked. I got bent like a glow stick.
Mm-mm.
Like I told you, cracked like a glow stick.
Andres wants to do that bad. I'm like,
he should.
He was talking about, yeah, the homie going to pull up to the office.
The homie. Is the homie a doctor or chiropractic or whatever they're called?
He said it's somebody who that like somebody else uses and they trust them. So I'm guessing maybe he's a traveling chiropractor. I don't know. I said, babe, send me his credentials.
Dad.
Let me do the leg. Let
I mean,
me do
he
the
can go to
up.
The joint or he can just get a referral and go to a chiropractor. But the joint works just as good. It's only $39.99. And if you have... FSA or HSA,
they can take it out of there.
You can use that too. They take that.
So how were you feeling after?
Normal.
But do you feel like you had some relief?
Well, I have this lingering back pain. Yeah. This is how I ended up going.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was talking about how I have this lingering, like, I think it came from when I told you I think I pulled a muscle. Mm-hmm. And it just is like a recurring back pain, which is not like debilitating, but it's like there, like mm-hmm. a dull little pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so... I was telling the chiropractor about that. And I mean, the thing is, if you really don't have back problems, I don't think you just need to go.
No.
But if you do, then you can for sure. I probably won't be going again,
mm-hmm.
but you can get a monthly membership if you want. So they just assess your back. He told me that I might just need a firmer mattress, which I already knew. Cause I have that, you know, my mattress is hella soft.
It is. The little cloud.
Yeah. So I'm going to look into getting a firmer mattress because I already needed a new mattress anyway. Mm-hmm. And he said, get different pillows.
Okay.
So.
But do you feel like it made a difference
a few
days later?
Nah.
No?
I think it might be something you have to continue to do. Like it's something, an ongoing thing if you really want to feel a difference. I don't know if it really would have made a difference with me because my back's not hella fucked up.
Okay.
Or maybe if I did go, I would feel it, but I'm not going.
Okay.
I'm not going to continue to go. But the way this was sparked is because we were watching these YouTube videos and there are some people who are really fucked up. Like they walk like one woman fell and...
Broke her hip.
She didn't even break her hip, but when she got back up, she was like walking like a duck. And like she's been continuing to walk like a duck for 5 years. And like she walks kind of bent over. Mm-hmm. And another guy had that same issue. I don't know what happened with him, but he was like walking like this.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept going to the chiropractor and the chiropractor kept making adjustments and doing different things. And then they are standing straight up now walking.
Okay. The true story, the documentary.
Yeah.
Ugh. I'm just so fearful of letting them get up on my back. I mean, I don't need it, but just
the idea. I was nervous.
And the thought of it, I'm like, oh, Lord.
I'm like, I don't want to be paralyzed because when we were watching the mm-hmm, YouTube, mm-hmm. when we were watching the YouTube too, there was one lady who ended up dying, girl, a couple of days after going to the chiropractor because a vessel got popped. But I'm like, who the fuck lives in fear, though? Like anything.
Me.
Anything can happen, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I just don't like putting myself at risk for shit to happen. I'll hear the one story like that, like the pop blood vessel, and that'll just stay with me, and I'm like, actually, I cannot risk it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go, but I'm glad you had a new experience and you found it at least
it was like a nice, like, relaxing,
yeah, like a change.
It was very quick. I don't even want to know if it's relaxing, but it was just nice
to do something different.
Yeah, to do okay. something different.
Keeper, Lord. Oh, nope.
I probably won't be going back, but I did have those thoughts, like, bruh. I told him too. I'm like, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Like, don't fuck me up.
Period.
But I'm
that
here.
That fear alone would have kept me from, yeah. I would have said, no, this ain't for me.
I'm here and I'm still standing. I got talked into it. Mm. But I'm here and I'm still standing.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Here you are. So what else did you do Sunday?
That was what I did, the yoga.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. So Saturday, now for my weekend. Saturday, I went on a date with my boo boo.
You look so fucking cute.
Thank you. Thank
Kayla
you.
Kayla said Germany looked really nice. I'm sure she probably told
she
you.
She did, you know, in the DMs. Yeah. That was so nice because we went out, really cute restaurant, had dinner, and Andres and I have never gotten dressed up to go to a nice dinner because we dated throughout the whole pandemic. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time that we're really getting a chance to go out and like experience each other in the outside. And he's like, I'm really glad you suggested this because I was like, oh, I want to go to dinner. Where are the dates?
Yeah.
Take me out. I was like, oh, I want to go to dinner.
He's wine
like,
and dine me.
Yeah. He was like, I said, when do you want to go? Mm-hmm. He said, next week, set it up. I'm like, say less.
Period.
You know, the reservation.
It
was
ain't
made.
Nothing to make a resi.
It was made
it's
the same day.
It's nothing to make a resi.
We was laying in the bed. I said, okay, we're good. 6:30. We're going at 6:30. He's like, cool. So because it's still, well, it's the spring summer, you know, it's still bright outside. So
yeah,
that was cool.
I love that.
Yeah. He was like, it was so nice.
I love summer dining al fresco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, it was so nice to be able to go out. Cause typically we eat dinner at night. Like we'll go somewhere at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. It's already late just so we could feel like we have something to do. Mm-hmm. But that was cool. Cause we went at 6:30 and chilled and y'all, it was a lot of money in that little place.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker.
And I said, I need a bag.
The beer.
I need a bag.
Well, you said you wanted to be in the...
In the energy?
Yeah.
I did, in the check-in, and that's how I feel. I'm working on being a lady of luxury, a lady of leisure. I'm working towards it.
Yeah.
So that was really making me feel...
You know I love a fine dining experience.
I was feeling very lady of leisure. Like, it was just a vibe, you know, so... I was really nice. And then on Sunday, I feel like we did something Saturday, but we just came home and went to sleep. And then on Sunday, I was too at the yoga in the park. And then the whole outdoor function, it turned from a brunch to a day party. I said, okay.
I love that.
Yeah.
Turn it up. Turn into whatever it's going to turn into.
Yeah, it turned up and then we were out all night. You know the vibes. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, it's really summer. It's actually almost summer. It damn near felt like that. I said, when I had to get up and go to work this morning, I said, what the fuck? I'm like, why? Why? Why do I have to be calculating my hours of sleep? I'm like,
I one, fucking two, three, four, five. Hate like, that. Ugh. I hate that.
I know. I was just wondering, like, I mean, I was just wishing I could just wake up when I wanted to get up this morning, do the shit that I wanted to do. I'm like, why does work call? Why do I have to go? I mean, I know why, because bills have to be paid. Because
bills have to be paid.
Bills have to be paid. But, you know, the essence of it is
it's
like...
It's the lack of freedom, peace. Like, I'll work for sure, but when I want to start working.
Yeah.
Like, I got to be up, and at this certain time, I had a 9:30 meeting. I'm like, these 9:30 meetings...
Killing me. So, yeah. Hopefully, I mean, not hopefully. This will be a good week.
This is going to be a good week.
This is going to be a good week. I feel like there's something I wanted to do on... Sunday.
Because last week was wild.
Saturday or Sunday.
What?
There might be something to do.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Great, because I don't have any plans. Well, Saturday morning I do. I have...
Oh, you have an event, right?
Flowers to make, but that's going to be quick.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be something to do.
And the rest of the day, I'm free Sunday.
Okay. Well, Sunday's Mother's Day, so we'll talk.
Off air. We're scheduling our shit on the podcast. Like, bitch, okay, so Saturday. Okay, two... I'm going to pick you up. Is it my turn to drive?
Like, yeah, I guess. So, anywho.
Anyway.
what we need you all to do
is bring it back around.
So great weekends were had. We need you all to make sure that you're rating and reviewing this podcast. We have a goal. We want to reach 2,000 ratings and ratings by the end of year.
Yeah, and you guys are moving slow.
Yeah, I feel like you're moving slow. I don't feel like we're going to get to where we need to go. I feel like
they're saying fuck us, and I don't like that.
I feel that way. I don't feel like we're going to get where we need to get if you guys keep stalling. Get your foot on the gas. Do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
So do you have a review for this week?
I do have a review for this week. This one comes from Elena Chantel.
Hey, Elena.
She says, my first day listening and I'm hooked. And that's what I love. When people come with the energy on the first day,
yeah.
We don't got to beg you. We don't got to pull your, what they call that? Your leg. Toe, your leg.
The toe, the pinky.
I'm thinking of the chiropractor.
No.
You just do.
Yeah.
So she says, I just started listening this morning and I feel at home. I brought out my law of attraction planner in my journal and was pausing and writing stuff down that resonated with me. I'm definitely incorporating this into my self-care routine. Discussions like the ones on this podcast are like church for me. Mm-hmm. I'm soaking everything up. I love the authenticity and the vibes and energy. Definitely a fan.
Yay.
Thank you, Elena, so much. We appreciate you.
Yes.
For leaving your rating and review. One note.
Yeah.
One mommy left a rating and a review, and she left a beautiful review, but you gave us 1 star.
Queen.
I'm going to say that was unintentional, but we need you all paying attention.
Please. Because it's easy to hit those.
And then once it's registered, that's it.
But maybe she can go in and you can update your review, right? It's not like a Yelp review.
No, I think you can just write a new one.
Well, we're holding you accountable. Do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Say, I'm fixing my error, my mistake in the
reverse it
in the comment. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, because we're 5-star chicks and the 1 stars
is throwing shit off.
Yeah.
It's not giving.
Yeah.
It's not
giving what it's supposed to give.
Uh-uh.
So we want you guys to move quickly and go do, but we want you also to take your time.
Yeah. Pay attention to detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Also, we have Patreon, which is a place where we have cultivated an exclusive community and we provide bonus content, exclusive content over there for the girls. We have check-ins, we have playlists, we have audio affirmations, videos. Bitch, we got 2 videos.
We do.
We got 2 videos. And I'm very proud of us because it's been a mission.
It's been a journey, but we're here. So if you are more of a visual learner or you prefer to see us as opposed to hear us, you might want to tap in, or both actually. You might want to tap in over on Patreon because the video content is going up and it's stuck.
Yes. Period poo. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's there this week. We did our check-in, our April check-in, where we talked about like feeling like our white men gigs, there may be a shift there, or there's for sure a desired shift. We mm-hmm. talked about battling with ego and self-awareness.
Yes.
So, yeah, going over there, that episode is live and direct.
Yes, yes. This month, I already know what I'm going to share on the check-in. I'm going to give you guys a little update on something I shared in April.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
I'll be circling back on that.
Yeah,
there's more. Yeah. So, yeah, let's shout out our new patrons.
The patrons that we got this week are Asia.
Hey, Asia. Welcome.
Taylor.
What's up, Taylor?
Tykevia.
Welcome to the gang.
C.
Hey, C.
And Lulu.
Hey, Lulu. Welcome. We're so happy to have you. Which one of those peeps were besties? I think Lulu for sure was a bestie.
I think Lulu. Yes, Lulu. Okay. Lulu and Asia upgraded.
Asia, and that's what I like. So I like Lulu, my queens to upgrade.
Yes, Lulu and Asia. I was just gonna say, besties, the second round of herbal pre-rolls are going out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you sign up now, we still have a few left for besties only.
Yeah,
you will get R&R pre-rolls, herbal pre-rolls. It ain't no weed.
No, but this is some really good shit.
They will make you feel great. You will get a
complimentary
package of 3 herbal pre-rolls if you become a bestie. So snatch that up. A lot of our besties should be receiving their mug soon because we've had this tier for like 3 months now.
Yeah,
this is our 3rd month, so they'll be getting Bravado mugs that are exclusive to the Patreon bestie community, and that's going to be exciting.
Love it.
Yeah,
so
that information is down in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. So new week, new tea,
where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So typically this is the part of our show where we dish tea on hot topics, things that are going on in pop culture, but there's no tea, and we want to get ready to jump right into our amazing episode this week. So before we do that, we ended our Heal Thyself series.
We did, which was beautiful.
It was a beautiful, very long, but amazing series, which was filled with a bunch of goodies. Gems were dropped. So we concluded the series with part six, which was inner child work with Beatrice. So Beatrice basically walked us through the process of inner child work and talked to us about the importance of self-love. We actually shared a few of our own personal stories about our journey of healing and self-love. So if you're interested in what it looks like to do inner child work or inner child healing work, then you might want to tap in. This is an area that I feel like is of opportunity for myself. So I'll be talking to my little girl. I'll be talking to her and healing her.
Yes.
She'll be getting healed. So tap in with that episode. It was really good. Again, if you are a visual learner or you prefer visual content, this video is available on Patreon right now. So this week, we're starting it actually this month, y'all.
This month.
It's May.
New month, new series.
Ooh, you know what else dropped over on Patreon? May affirmations.
Yes.
So
the audio.
Tap in with the audio affirmations. So we're kicking off a new series. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, but it's also a special month for all the mamas because Mother's Day is this month. So we really wanted to take some time to highlight a few of our special mama homegirls who are doing a damn thing. So this month's series is Mama's Making It Happen. Yeah, we're not moms, but we feel like this is a great time to give our girls their flowers.
For sure, because a day is not a fuck enough.
No, no, no.
So y'all get a month over here. Well, that's our gift to you. You guys get a month because we see the hard work y'all put in. We see y'all making it happen, and you deserve your flowers. So you're getting your flowers from the BGB.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to kick off our series with our homegirl, Jessica Rose, who is the shit.
Yeah,
I love we had Jessica. Such a good time over there. I love that we did this interview in person. Mm-hmm. We were kikiing for a minute before we even did
hours,
this.
Bitch. I think we were there for like, what, 4 hours?
Yeah, we were there for a minute.
We got there at 8 and didn't start recording until 10:30. I'm like, okay, it's a function.
Yeah, we were there for a minute, but I love that for us. And I think that you all, I know that you all will love this episode, Jessica is a content creator. She's a mother, obviously. She's a parody rapper. She's an author.
Yeah,
she's funny as fuck.
She's in her bag. She's naturally funny, dog.
Yeah, she's naturally funny. And this episode was full. It was a full episode where we chat about all the things. So I'm not gonna say no more right here. Y'all just buckle up and sit back and you'll hear.
Yeah, see you on the other side.
Okay, so we're in our Moms Making It Happen series, and today we're chatting with one of our favorite moms. You all know that Germany and I are not moms yet. I don't know if I ever will be, but there's certain moms that give me hope that I can maintain my individuality and some of my freedom, and we just want to bring those different perspectives here on the show. So today we have Jessica Rose. She's a woman of color influencer, a comedian, a mom, a YouTuber, freelance writer, digital content creator, parody rapper who creates mommy remixes, and a blogger. If you haven't heard of her, I don't know what rock you've been under, but she's a motherfucking shit. Wouldn't you agree?
I'd agree. Yes. Welcome, Jessica.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Hey.
So,
I'm going to tell a funny story here. Funny thing happened today. Brittany was like, I can't wait until you ask me to be the godmom of your parent, I mean, of your child. And I was like, that was random. And she's like, I just seen something on YouTube. Instagram. She's like, where someone asked someone to be the parent of their the godparent of their child. And I just thought it was so cute. And I'm like, damn, pressure, bitch. Now I got to come up with a creative way for to ask you to be the godparent of my child when I was just going to like pop it out and be like, it's ours.
I'll take it either way. It's just that I just want somebody to bless me with the honor of being a godmom. I don't know why I just see myself being a godmom.
You
and no one has ever. I know you're gonna.
I mean, honestly, I recently fell out with my daughter's godmom. So if you want to take on that role, you can start today.
Nyla. Hi, I know we just met today, but.
Hey, Nyla, I'm your godmom.
Nyla hasn't said two words to you.
She's like, bitch.
Nyla's like, hi. You're my godmom?
Right.
That is so funny.
So, Jessica, introduce yourself to our listeners. Let us know or let them know about who you are, how you came to be, what you do. Mm-hmm. We gave your brief little background.
But. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. So, yeah, my name is Jessica Schrody. I go by Jessica Rose online, but mostly just because that was more brandable, I feel like, for an IG handle. But I'm the founder of She Really Had a Baby. It initially started off as a blog. I'm a writer, so I initially set out to just share my story as a freelance writer and just talk about the ways that I navigated single motherhood living in Los Angeles. So I started off writing, and then what ended up happening was I messed around one day and I poked fun at the Cardi B Bodak Yellow song. Mm-hmm. And I did a little video on Instagram kind of doing a parody rap to it, and it just took off. So from that point on, I just realized that I needed to focus on video content. So She Really Had a Baby kind of just morphed into this video content, comedic brand empire that I'm building here. I'm now a self-published author. I just released my first ever children's book, Mommy, Can You Wrap Me a Bedtime Story? But basically, I set out initially to normalize the struggle of single motherhood and talk about the things that I feel like people weren't talking about, and yeah, sharing my story. And now I make mothers, specifically mothers of color, not feel alone and create a space where they can come and laugh at just the shit that happens to us as single women of color. So, yeah.
I love that. So when you like got pregnant, like what did you feel like? Were you I always want to know. Yeah, like, were you shook? Were you excited? Like, what were your feelings behind becoming a mother? Because, you know, some people, especially in our age range, it's like, I've always wanted to be a mom.
Yeah, I hear that.
You
know, that was the holding of belly.
Right.
Did what's best for me and my family.
That was never me. Like, I never had any intentions on motherhood. I never talked about it. I never wanted to be nobody's wife. I never wanted to be nobody's baby mama, none of that. But it was my 21st birthday, and I had actually got my first ever weave, and it was a 26-inch weave.
Every time.
It was a 26-inch weave, and there was a lot of Hennessy, and I went out, and just it was something about the way the weave was sitting that I ended up getting pregnant that night, because I usually would drink Jack Daniels, so I think it was the Hennessy and the weave as a combo.
The weave?
Yeah. I also had eyelashes, so I think that was...
That's the premium combo.
Bad bitch combo.
It was the premium combo.
Yeah.
So I definitely ended up getting pregnant that night. But yeah, so it was definitely an unexpected pregnancy, but it was with someone that I had been dating, seeing on again, off again, a very toxic relationship. Mm. Looking back on it, we never really knew each other, but I felt like it was love solely because it was a lustful situation. Mm. We worked together. We spent a lot of time together. But when I, you know, had that experience with him as far as like my birthday and turning up, getting pregnant, we were in the on phase.
Yeah.
And then a week later, it was when Instagram was new, right?
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I would ask him all the time, like, are you on the gram? Woozy, woozy, woo. No, I'm not messing with that. And then he was dropping me off at home one day, and I saw a notification for Instagram go off on his phone. I said, so you do have Instagram.
Oh, hell.
So he said, oh, I just made it, gave me his information. I went through, looked, and I saw someone comment on the picture referring to him, like, as babe. Went to her page.
You know how we do.
We keep that investigative lens up.
Exactly. Scrolled all the way down. Found a picture of them together. Nothing too suggestive, but just him like hand over her shoulder vibes. And they were at an amusement park, Six Flags. And I realized.
They're actually at Six Flags.
They're actually at Six Flags. But it was a day that he had me switch shifts with him. At work.
The nerve.
Because he said it was something that was being hosted by his mosque, and that it was only people from the mosque that were able to go. So I didn't like the way the picture looked. So I commented on the picture and I said, hey, I think you need to call me because this is my boyfriend, Muhammad.
Ooh, no.
And so she immediately called me within 5 minutes and literally said, well, this is my actual fiance, Muhammad. So we three-wayed him on the phone at that point in time. And he said, I love you both and I want you both to have my children. And so they have more of a like a religious kind of tie in relationship. They have been on again, off again through that situation. And then I feel like I was more of his like
lustful,
outside of the work, whatever.
Bitch, what?
And it was downhill from there.
Are you fucking kidding me?
By chance, are they still together? Did they have kids?
No, they're not, because I did the whole thing where I felt like I won. Because I realized I was pregnant a week after this exchange. So I was like, fuck this, after I found that out. And then I was walking to work. My breasts, I didn't have a car at the time. So I was walking to work. I was literally on my way treading. And as my breasts were bouncing, I was like, oh, that's how I knew I was pregnant. I was like, why do they feel like this? The way that my breast felt.
Are you kidding?
I was like, something's off. So I stopped at the little CVS and I bought a pack of pregnancy tests. And I was literally at a senior citizen's home in the bathroom, pissing on sticks with the little test coming through positive. I said, there's no way.
And there was a way. It was happening.
Nothing like a positive.
Yeah. And I mean,
it'll turn you negative.
Yeah.
Yes. So, oh my God. So what? Okay. So you have She Really Had a Baby, which is somewhat obviously centered around this experience. Mm-hmm. What made you feel pulled or moved to share this experience or this truth, or be so transparent with everybody? Because I know for me, myself,
we be keeping our secrets skin tight, maybe wrapped up. Under a blanket.
Yeah.
Like, what does it mean to you? What does She Really Had a Baby mean to you? What is that?
I think, honestly, the transition between, that's like, the she is me, but it's like also like everybody. Mm-hmm. But the basis of She Really Had a Baby is the comparison of who I was before my daughter Nyla and before motherhood to who I am now, which is such a 360. Because I was honestly such a mess before becoming somebody's mother, which is not obviously the ideal circumstances, but She Really Had a Baby is what I imagine people would say in response to knowing that Jessica or Scrody, some people refer to me as that, would say upon knowing I was pregnant, or say upon, it's almost like an insecurity. Oh, she really had a baby?
Yeah.
That girl that was off of Four Thizzles at the party twerking on the woozy woozy whoop. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I was just so out there. I was so wild, you know, when I would not be dibble dabbling in like half ass monogamy with niggas. Like, I was very promiscuous. Like, I was, you know, doing a lot of drugs, yeah, all kinds of them all the time, mm-hmm, and not stable, not together. And the way that having my daughter transformed my life, my hustle, my focus, and my ultimate like purpose.
Yeah.
I think that that is what made me want to share all of the ups and downs of it, because it really brought full circle the fact that like life is like this changing thing for me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to talk about that. And I always wanted to make anyone, especially like women who are on, you know, like the odd man out in a situation like, mm-hmm, that, being a single mom, not feel bad about it. And because the way I share my trauma is through comedy, like, yes, creating a space where people can laugh at it, mm-hmm, was definitely the goal for it.
Do you feel like your comedy and sharing your journey has helped you heal?
Oh, for sure.
Like, how has that attributed to your healing journey?
Because sometimes I'll post it and I'll be like, I did too much.
Yeah.
But then five people, 10 people, 20 people, 30 people, 100 people are like, girl, me too. And yeah, I'm like, okay. So I'm creating this content that makes people feel seen. But then at the same time, I have this audience and this community that I built up over time that's affirming me and saying like, no, like, we feel this way too, and this is real.
Yeah.
So that's definitely been.
Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
what does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Helpful for me.
Definitely. Yeah. What does community mean to you? You know, like,
yeah,
everybody has, I think, a different perception of community, and the mom community is so different than like many other communities. But like, mm-hmm. What does that mean to you?
I think community to me means like we have shared experiences, mm-hmm. and so we can have the same humor, mm-hmm. or we can have an understanding of a reaction or an understanding of an action. So that's really community to me. It's really just shared experiences that make us more understanding of one another in certain situations. Yeah. You know, and a good community also, you know, buy a little something from you at the same time.
Period.
Period. Okay.
Yeah. I like how you've like removed the stigma that's been associated with baby daddy, because the reality is that some people will just be baby mamas, baby daddies. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we necessarily desire or try to achieve. But yeah, that's just sometimes the way the motherfucking cookie crumbles.
Yeah.
So do you think that was like something that was intentional for you, or is it just like you found yourself there?
Exactly. Yeah. So my specific intention, even like my first YouTube videos, I would say, welcome to She Really Had a Baby, where we're reclaiming and redefining baby mama.
Period. Mm.
Because my whole goal is to completely take away the fact that it's something we don't necessarily aspire to, because it's just a word. It's literally just a word, and I have fun with it. Like, my baby daddy is baby daddy in my phone. Like, I'm not going to let anyone make me feel a certain type of way about this word, or because I did feel like shit the first time someone referred to me as, you know, my baby daddy's baby mama, and we were like post breakup, and I was like, I'm not nobody's baby mama. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, why do I feel that? Why do I feel like this negative energy with it? You know, because society tells me that as a single woman of color, that this was my path, or you know, that this is such a negative thing that I'm not somebody's wife,
you know. That
and I think also wife is glorified.
Yes,
wife is glorified. I know a lot of wives that are just as unhappy as I am or was as a baby mama at any given point or time. So I think just being able to embrace whatever your status is and not let people have words define them, especially the pinpoint being women of color, because when it's a white single mother, it's a single mother. It's not a baby mama. It's like baby mama is this thing that's imposed on black women. So I have fun with baby mama. Like, I'm not offended by someone calling me a baby mama. I call my baby daddy. So normalizing the word.
It's taking the power back.
It's just like, it's almost like nigga.
You know, we're like, my nigga.
Yeah.
We love that.
When black people are like, I don't use the word nigga, I'm like, you're not my kind of black.
Yeah not every at all. Time, every time that I say that, I'm like, actually, huh? Tap in.
Right.
Let it rip. So because you are a single mom, what is it like balancing creativity or your creative endeavors with an almost 7-year-old? Because your daughter's almost 7. That has to be challenging. What is that
Yeah. So Nyla turned 7 in a couple of weeks. And I have to be honest, she's holding the brand back.
It's the full honesty for me. Like, you know what? You're actually holding up the bat, queen.
You know, I know I have people that have children that are Nyla's age. My daughter's name is Nyla. And there are people that are entertainers and there are people that are not. And me and my daughter are complete opposite. She took after her father. She's a little bit more on the introverted and not interested in showing emotion side. And because of that, she's not always a fan of being in front of the camera. That's actually become like a novelty thing, like in my content, for people to be like, wow, Nyla looks like she hates you.
Nyla's
like, yeah, for sure.
Nyla
she
be
does.
Sitting there. She was like,
if so you it's guys definitely can difficult. See me. I think the fact that I centered my brand kind of around motherhood, starting with her being so young, like definitely wasn't fully thinking about the fact that as we grow, that her personality could be like not being interested. So there have been opportunities that I've had to pass on because I know now that it wasn't going to be interested or cooperate. And I don't force her to do anything. I do try to bribe her as much as possible, but I don't force anything.
Yeah.
And
would you like more roadblocks?
I believe it. Yeah, exactly. Like I try to pay her in a lot of Robux, but at the end of the day, like I'm very much nonviolent parenting, very much believe in body autonomy and Nyla having the right to tell me that she doesn't want kisses or hugs or to participate or to be recorded. And so I really try to honor that. But it does suck that I built kind of like this brand around my experience as a mother. But now I think I'm kind of conditioning like my audience and my followers to understand that and to just share like as an individual and give me some creative individuality outside of just being a mom.
Right.
Because I don't feel like my purpose was motherhood.
Mm.
I feel like maybe my purpose is my journey and kind of just sharing that, and motherhood is a piece of that. But yeah, it's just the name She Really Had a Baby is kind of just the center of it, so sometimes that gets things a little confused. But She Really Had Anything, you know, I launched my book, so I launched my shop. She Really Had a Shop. She Really Had a This. Like I'm trying to like branch
she really
off
has.
Yeah, exactly. She really has.
Yes.
She really has.
She really has.
So
I love that though. Go ahead,
queen. I was gonna say that with you saying that you're not just honed in on the motherhood portion of Germany, we need video because the way
that's where I was going with it.
The way that Germany does things just fucking sends me off a cliff. But I was saying that like with you not fully focusing on motherhood and just being your niche, although that is a major part of your life, how do you like take care of yourself? Like how does being an internet personality and content creator affect your mental health, and how do you find ways to make sure it doesn't knock you the fuck out? Because it's a lot. Like people are judgmental, people have an expectation, there's just a lot that you're sharing of yourself. So like how do you make sure that you're taking care of your mental health while being a mother, but also being like a major having a major like social media and internet presence?
So I'm a writer at my
good.
Core. Yeah. That was a great
that's
question.
Good.
That was a great question.
Whenever people say, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's actually a good question.
I feel like I'm a writer at my core, so journaling has always been my thing. I think that when I, a little morbid, but like when I die, people are definitely going to enjoy coming together and like reading all the things that I've written down in the journals that I've collected over time. So journaling is a huge thing for me. I really try to wake up every day at least 15 to 20 minutes before Nyla. I have a bunch of different journals for different things. So I'm also OCD about it at the same time. So I have like my creative journal. I have my journal prompt journal. I have my general whatever journal. And then I have my app, which is BetterHelp, which I've been using for the past year to do my therapy, and I can journal in there. Journaling and therapy has been huge for me the past month or so. I'm not going to lie, like the internet has definitely fucked me up a little bit. Mentally, I wasn't really in a very good space the past couple of months. So I recently been on antidepressants for the past couple of months, and that's helped a lot, like seeking out that help and like trying to take better care of myself, realizing the habits that I have that are counterproductive as far as my health and my eating. I've gained a lot of weight, and like just even like losing 20 pounds literally made me feel like, wow, like, okay, mm-hmm. you know, getting focused, really just trying to be as present with myself as possible, and learning that just because I'm someone that's on the internet that I don't need to put everything on the internet, because it's very easy to fall into that cycle, especially because my brand is transparency. Mm. I feel like I can share everything, but yeah. it makes me feel like I'm never like I don't have anything to myself. Yeah. Mm. So starting to really focus on those boundaries of like, okay, what's gonna be for me? Even if it's just like my room and like Instagram not knowing what my room looks like.
Yeah.
I know it sounds very simple, but it's like I share so much. Like you come into this living room and like, you know, like, oh, I've seen this video. Like I knew this was your living room.
Yeah.
You know, just like trying
to, you know,
to, like,
when I pulled up, I said, okay, so here's the wall. I'm like, and there's Nyla's school.
Right.
We had a school.
And yeah. here are the plants.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
And it's like just like learning to pull back and like be present with myself. And technology outside of having a brand or a business is already addictive. Like I know people that feel the exact same way about the internet that I do, that like are just my homies with 200 followers. And I'm like, why are you pressed?
I'm here.
No, I'm your homie with 200 followers. My friend's like, I need to go on a social media detox. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like because it is addictive, all I'm doing is scrolling. And I honestly be wondering, like, how the fuck do moms do it? Because me, without a mom, I have a dog who damn near feels like a child sometimes.
That's my niece.
Don't say that loud. Nyla wants a dog so bad.
Girl. Ooh. And I know it's just like the way my brain is processing it. Like I'm equating dog to child. That don't fucking come down my throat. Mm. But I'd be like, sometimes I don't even have the energy or even make the effort to do a simple morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, if I had a dependent, bitch.
She'd be independent. She'd be relying on herself.
All my children who are independent.
Throw your hands up at me.
I would just be like, you know what? You're on your own. Because mom's stressed. Like, this happened, that happened. I feel like I would be a fucking wreck. And I know that people say, you're never prepared for motherhood. But I just don't feel like I would ever be prepared. Because there's so much happening to where I'm like, I got to worry about you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Both. I just really don't know.
It sucks.
You know, and what I find is so refreshing about you, Jessica, is on and off the internet, you're very, like you said, transparent and authentic about your experience with motherhood. Because sometimes I feel like it's glorified to the point that people don't want to be honest about the struggle, right? Mm-hmm. That it's hard. It's tough. I don't like this shit every day. Yeah. But I love when I see moms who are like doing their thing, showing up for their kids, showing up for themselves,
right.
and also being like, I fucking hate it here sometimes.
Yep.
Right. I fucking hate it here sometimes. So with the negative aspects of the internet, right? Because you are a content creator, an influencer, what are your positive attributes? What are the things that you're like, I love the internet. I love that for me. I love having this like crazy fucking following.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I really am entertained by myself. Like, I know, like, not
I'm really
sound,
fucking funny.
Yeah, I don't want to be like arrogant, but like, I really feel like I'm fucking funny.
She
so like,
really had jokes.
When I am able to create content, like, it really feels like a community, right? So I'll post something. Let's say I create a video or I do something and I'm like, okay, that's funny. And I'm not really laughing. I post it. Every time someone comments and they say something funny, it's almost like having like this constant conversation with all of these people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're just enjoying the fact that like I'm funny. So it's a little bit narcissistic.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, they'll be like, oh, you're a crazy bitch. And I'm like, yeah, like I'm at home, you know, this is maybe where the medication comes in. I'm like, oh yeah, like,
you're right.
Yeah. You're like, right. I really do enjoy that. It's affirming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The response to the amount of people that I've been able to cultivate online is affirming. But I understand how that can be dangerous because, you know, you start sometimes becoming reliant on response, right? Mm-hmm. Because I've gotten to a point where I'm like, okay, if 20 people don't comment within the first 5 minutes, I know it's not as funny.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. And I'm like, okay, if it wasn't as funny, like I'm not as funny and I'm not as good. So it's like, that's the bad part. But then when it does well, the positive part of it is like, it's like this constant like affirming thing. Another thing is really just, I think seeing that all of these years that I've spent in these different corporate environments and different jobs, like, not working out, having an understanding of, like, oh, like, you're, this is how you're a creative. Like, the internet has allowed me to establish the fact that I'm a creative, because I've never been aesthetically creative, which is why I never identified as that. Period. You can give me, like, a pen and a piece of paper, and bitch, I'll write my name, and you'll be like, is that in Chinese? You know what I mean? Like, I can't paint, I can't, yes, draw, I can't, mm-hmm, write my name. You know, like, my vision board is from Canva because I printed it out on a canvas. No. Like, yeah, I don't, I like
it's
doing...
It's like, it's not the whole aesthetic.
I'm not an aesthetically creative person. And I think that becoming... The internet allowing me to become an entertainer, or, like, using technology as a way to create, has really made me feel like, okay, like, I understand my role as a creative, because I just felt that, like, a, like, out of place this whole time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Been,
yeah,
like, why... is it not working
yeah,
anywhere?
No, I feel
why
you.
Have I had 26 jobs before I'm 19? You know?
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I feel the same way, because, bitch, it's not, I'm not creative. And I'm like, here, yeah, I found my passion.
Right.
Here I can be creative.
Exactly.
Here I have tapped in. Because, bitch, I do not be drawing.
No, Jeremy, right, you're very creative, though. Now I'm affirming you. Like, you come up with ideas that are like, bitch, yes, that's a great idea. Like, that's creative.
Tell me again.
See?
This girl's a words of affirmation girl. I need to give her flowers more often.
Thank you. I'm like, you're telling me I'm creative. Yes, yes, yes. I do come up with ideas. Yes.
No,
thank you.
No, you do. It's definitely some teamwork, dream work here.
Thank you.
So you wrote a book, a children's book called Mommy, Can You Wrap Me a Bedtime Story? Mm-hmm. Which I'm assuming feeds off of your mommy parody remixes, mm-hmm, that we talked about earlier. So take us through that creative process. Like, it seems like this project combines all of your favorite things, rapping, writing, comedy. Like, what made you say, let me write a book and let me, yes, make it be for children?
Yeah. So, like I said, when I originally started She Really Had a Baby, it was as a blog. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that video content did better. So now, I mean, it's 2021, and the last time I wrote a blog was 2020. Okay. So I've definitely abandoned the writing in, yeah, a certain aspect. Yeah. So I think that writing a book, especially a children's book, was a way to tap back into that and reestablish myself and, you know, be able to have that forward slash self-published author. You know, yeah, you need, yeah, everything for the bio, all, yeah, the things.
They said LA is the land of slash.
Exactly. I need the forward slash.
I'm that and I'm also that.
Right. And I mean, I think that I just have been this past year really trying to tap into the business mindset of, like, monetizing things,
yes,
and really paying attention to, like, okay, who is my audience? So my audience is mothers. What are things that mothers would spend money on? Their children. What do people often buy for their children? Books, you know? So really being able to encompass everything, like, bring back the writing, establish myself with that credibility of a self-published author, but then also give my audience something that could make them feel like they were supporting everything that I was doing. Because that's really what it is, right? Mm-hmm. It's a way to support me as a brand and a creator while getting you something that you can sit down at the end of the night and read to your child and enjoy and know that you're seeing a story specifically of a single mom, one that might look like you, whether it's color-wise, shape-wise, having a bonnet on in a children's book.
Love the bonnet touch and the boxes.
Exactly, yes. Mm-hmm. And being able to read that at night also... I'm trying to be the black female Dr. Seuss out here, but also without the length, because one thing I've always hated about the Dr. Seuss books is sitting down and trying to figure out how many times I can fit as many pages into one swipe without Nyla noticing as possible so we could get through it, because, yeah, it'd just be so long. So just having, like, a condensed version that's something people can enjoy, can also purchase and, like, support me with was important to me, but... But yeah, so the creative process was really just, I mean, I'm not going to lie, like, writing it wasn't hard. Mm. Writing my rap, nothing that I do is hard to me. Like, my creativity comes to me effortlessly, honestly.
Period. And that's an affirmation.
Yeah. My creativity comes to me effortlessly.
Look out for that.
Yeah. We're actually taking
I'm
going
to need 10% from whatever.
my creative period.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. So it was really just taking the time to do the research on finding the right publisher. It was a struggle. I mean, I went with different publishing companies, got samples of shit not looking the right way, figuring out how to get an ISBN, really putting the work in and the time in, even just down to like formatting it the right way. It's nothing like paying $30 for a sample of something for it to come and then the pages wasn't formatted the right way.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
With the book, and it's super exciting, and I definitely think it's going to open up a lot of doors for me as far as like what the Mommy Can You anything. Yeah. As like a series or like a staple piece of merch.
But I love that. Yeah. Mommy Can You. Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, I don't know if I fully answered the question. I feel like I tangent a little bit.
You answered it for sure.
Okay.
I love it.
You answered it for sure.
Would you consider yourself an influencer?
I don't like the word influencer. And here's why I don't like the word influencer. I follow people that I consider influencers that will post something or talk about something and it makes me immediately want to go buy it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm an entertainer and I feel like I make people laugh. And I feel like while I can obviously post ads or sponsorships or talk about stuff that would naturally influence people to do things, I don't feel like I have a super crazy swaying buying power. I feel like I have a creative power to come up with like a funny ad or do something that may do... Even when I'm negotiating my brand partnerships, I always try to put emphasis on the fact that, like, I hope you're working with me for brand awareness, not conversion. Right?
Can you actually send that to us so we can add it to the email?
Let me put that in your notes.
Because that's really what it is, right? It's more so just, like, you know, and even being hyper aware of, like, who my audience is. I've, like, cultivated an audience of single women of color, and I've been doing this by talking to my experience of being from a lower income, of catching the bus, of staying. You know, I documented a lot when I was staying in a very... One of my most popular blog posts is detailing what my studio apartment was and, like, living in Los Angeles with a toddler in a studio apartment. So I still try to be mindful of the fact that as I grow and as I increase like the status and levels and like income in my own life, that my audience is still very much tapped in on a lower level sometimes, and that I'm not just going to be able to get them to go buy or do whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So influence, I don't know, but I don't know. When it comes to buying, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally feel what you're saying. Because I think we automatically think like influencer converting sales and like I'm getting you guys to buy that. But sometimes it's not that. Sometimes influence is not like necessarily purchasing, although that's the type of like, like I guess the stigma or the connotation behind influencer. But I think it also can be like influencing awareness.
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be necessarily a dollar amount. So although you are a content creator, I think you also are an influencer.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, because you influenced me to laugh my motherfucking ass off.
Dead.
And I'm not a mom. It's just that the shit be funny. And I'm like, I can see how this would be funny as a mom, which is truly a gift, because some of the mommy influencers are like, here's us, our picture perfect family.
Yeah.
And we have our pajamas and whatever the fuck.
Matching,
and I'm just
the matching
like,
plaids.
Yeah, I get it. But whatever. I don't really care too much. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. So, like, with social media being, like, such a big part of your life, but you also have real life going on, how do you balance the two? Like, do you ever feel like you need to take a break and just focus on real life, your child? You said she's like has an aversion to being in front of the camera. Like, how does that look like for you with it being a moneymaker? Like, how do you balance the two, turning it off? You tell us.
Yeah. So especially with her, like, and just like giving her attention, what I realize is at the end of every night, knowing that I'm going to dedicate time to her, even just with a movie. Like, sometimes we'll be watching a TV show and I'll see how many times she looks at me just to make sure that I'm watching it with her.
Aww.
To make sure that I'm like not on my phone or anything. So just like dedicating and setting aside time to just put my phone down and just be like, okay, for the next 2 hours, I know I'm not going to be on my phone at all. It is definitely one thing. I think I'm getting better at the break aspect. I'm like currently 6 days into like my first ever social media break, I guess, and I'm not gonna come back until like another week. And it's crazy. I was telling you guys earlier how much I know I've been posting, because there's people that are genuinely concerned after 6 days not seeing me.
Like, are you alive? Hey,
Jess, yeah, okay? People are asking me if I'm okay, and it's like, yeah, I'm fine, but I don't have to constantly be creating to feel like I'm validating like what I have going on or what I'm doing, you know. The whole part of getting to a certain level and a stature is to like enjoy that position. And how am I gonna enjoy that if I'm constantly feeling like I'm on go, or if I'm constantly on like create? Like, no, you don't work a regular 9-to-5, because sometimes you can take 2 or 3 days and not do anything except be present with your child.
Yeah.
So just really paying attention to that. It's a learning process, though. And I think lists help me a lot, too, prioritizing when and what is going to literally make me money. I do parity, so posting doesn't necessarily equate dollar signs, you know, when you're doing stuff that's like copyright. So I don't believe in schedules. I don't believe in none of that. I believe that if something is funny, it's going to do well. And I think that fucks me up sometimes, too, because then when something doesn't perform well, it's like, I'm not funny anymore, so I should just stop.
No.
Right.
You're always fucking funny. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think you cannot be funny.
No, you're always funny. Are you kidding?
Thank you. But no. I just, yeah, I mean, I'm just learning to like step back more. And I think that when I do that, my stuff is going to perform better, because people are going to enjoy when they do see me.
Yeah.
You know, instead of me just being on all the time. The TikTok culture really has created this thing of like constantly creating, because I can get on at any point in time and think of 1,000 TikToks to do in the moment. But it just doesn't mean that I have to constantly.
I can't even think of one.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here like, what the fuck will we talk about?
The fact that you're thinking and still parenting and living is just like,
yeah.
I'm like, what would I talk about? You know, I think about what makes my mom like a cool mom. Mm. And I think about like her dancing and us like just have.
Yeah, what makes her a cool mom?
That's what I'm thinking about. Like,
she's my mom too. Let me tell y'all this real quick. The fact that Black people, we just can't accept being friends.
No.
Whenever, I'm sorry, I have to say this. Whenever it's like you've elevated a little point beyond friendship, it's like we need to either become cousins,
goddaughters,
or something. Let me tell you how Germany's mom, and it warms my heart because I accept it with a smile. Germany's mom introduces me as her goddaughter
every single time. And this is Brittany, my goddaughter. You been my goddaughter, right? I'm like, Mom, you are not in her christening.
She was never assigned. She was never assigned, but she's like a Chester cat. Never I'm like, assigned. And that's what I am.
She'd be like, my daughter, Germany, and this is my goddaughter, Brittany. You know, that? Yeah, they grown up. You didn't know this is my goddaughter. And I'd be like, Mom, sit it out. No, but I think about like, of course, relatability. I can always call my mom for anything. She gives me great advice. As much as she be getting on my nerves sometimes, it's just because she like ghetto in a way that I just be like, Ma, stop. But like her dancing and just basically allowing me to show up as I am, and just being always welcoming to everything that's going on in my life, I really think that makes her a cool mom. What do you think Nyla will think makes you a cool mom? Mm. Do you feel like you're a cool mom? Y'all should see Jessica's face. Absolutely not.
It's just because like I always joke around, I'm like, Nyla hates me.
No.
But okay,
like think about Nyla at like 21.
I give Nyla a lot of power. I feel like especially when you think about your stereotypical Black experience or Black households where you're not allowed to express the fact that you feel like your mom is wrong, or tell her that you just don't feel like doing something. I give Nyla a lot of room to express her voice, and like let me know how she's feeling. That's very important to me. The way that Nyla is feeling is more important to me than anything else in the world. It's more important to me than anyone in the room thinking that she's respectful. It's more important to me than, you know, anyone feeling properly greeted. 9 times out of 10, we walk into other people's houses and I'm like, babe, like, it's their house. Like, say hi. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I really feel like I've made it very clear that I'm open to anything and I'll always believe her and I'll always be there for her. Yeah. So I'm hoping that that makes her comfortable with me. You know, like my openness, like I'm kind of down for and open to whatever. I just want her to know that, like, she can always come to me with anything. And I do a really good job at like communicating that with her and allowing her to express that, you know, and letting her make her own decisions. So.
Hey, Nyla.
Hey, girl. She says, speaking of, I'm over being in this room.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think this is a perfect note to end it on. Mm-hmm. I think that you are mm-hmm. a beautiful mother, a wonderful content creator. You're doing your thing. Mm-hmm. It's very inspirational. Yeah. And I'm sure for the mothers and non-mothers, because we ain't mothers.
We ain't.
But, yeah, if you are a mother and you're looking for alternative perspectives of motherhood, that's why we're here, mm-hmm. coming as non-mothers. But thank you so much, Jessica. Can you let our listeners know, like, where they can find you?
Absolutely.
Learn more about you and what you're doing.
Yeah, so definitely tap in with me on Instagram and TikTok at This Is Jessica Rose if you want to follow for any fun or comedic content. My home base and website where you can check out my first ever children's book, Mommy, Can You Write Me a Bedtime Story, is available on shereallyhadababy.com. And my YouTube is She Really Had a Baby. So thank you guys for having me. I love you guys. And I love the show so much. So I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of it.
This was amazing. Nyla sitting in. She's like, look at my mother who's doing her shit. I love it. Thank you for being with us, Jessica. This was amazing. Love you.
Bye.